I'd like to start asking a question. Has anybody ever met a celebrity or somebody famous? I see that hand. Was that hand at the back? You have, Elias. Who have you met? I'm not necessarily going to know all these people, but... Who? Toby Mac. Who's that? Somebody famous, anyway. Anyone else? Murray, who have you met? Sophie Alice Baxter. Oh, you're down there with the kids, aren't you? Wow. Jim?
Henry Cooper.
Henry Cooper. Anne? Oh, no, you've met the Queen. David Attenborough. All right, I don't think anyone's going to trump some of these, are they? But we'll just go to Lou. Liam Gallagher. Oh, you've met him. Have your photo taken with him? Ah, very good. And Betty Ann, last one. Omar Sharif. Wow. Wow, I feel like we could go on and on. There's hands all over the place. Have you met someone famous?
Jesus.
You've met Jesus. Oh. I'm just going to sit down now. Talk is over. Thank you very much. Excellent answer. Well, okay, here we go. If we could have my little PowerPoint up. Who knows who this is? Does anyone here know who this is?
No.
Pardon? No. Nobody. Rachel McDonald said, definitely go for this person, the kids will know who it is. Does anyone know who this is? Okay, I'm going out to the wider crowd. So far it's going very well, isn't it? Okay, who is this? Princess Kate, excellent. Princess Kate, married to Prince William, thank you. She is pretty well known amongst most people, clearly not the children. Anyway, how do you think you would feel if she was here? I mean, if she just walked in here now, what would we do? You think she was important, yes. Anyone think they might quite like a photo with her? Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think we would probably change our behaviour, actually, if she came in here, royalty in here. That would be quite a fun morning. What about this one? A bit more hopeful. Does anyone know who this is? It is Taylor Swift. Any Taylor Swift fans out there? Oh, Katie, I see your hand. You like Taylor Swift, do you? Shake it off. Yeah, excellent. Well, she's just done a massive tour and is pretty famous, although I have to say I probably wouldn't know who she was if I bumped into her in the street, to be fair. Andy once bumped into Kylie Minogue and didn't recognise who she was. So, yes, but anyway, again, if Taylor Swift came in here, I think some of us would be quite excited and probably try and get a picture with her. And, I think we would consider her to be quite important here amongst us this morning if she came. A bit like Princess Kate, but probably Princess Kate more so. What about this person? Oh. Now, who knows this person? Put your hand up. Okay, so if you don't know him, so most people in the room know who he is, but he's important to me. This is Andy, my husband, enjoying a Belgian waffle in Bruges. So he's important to me. I value him very much. We've been married for 26 years. And for some of you, you value him too. Some of you know him. Some of you know him quite well. What about this man here? Do any of you know who this is? No? Any guesses? It is my granddad. This is my granddad Aldridge on my dad's side. Do we look familiar? Similar? Yeah. We all have big ears and they come from my granddad. He had very big ears. He reminded me of the BFG. How many of you have read the BFG? That's what he looked like. Really, really tall and big ears. This is my granddad. None of you know him. Andy, my husband, doesn't even know him because he had died before we got together. And I really valued this man. I loved hanging out with my granddad. He had a massive garage and he was a real make, do, and mend kind of person. So if his kettle blew up, he wasn't going to buy a new one. He was going to go and fix it. And he would be in the garage for ages with a little bobble hat on, and my nanny would blow the whistle when it was time for him to come up for dinner. They lived, had quite a big garden, quite a big property, and so she'd say, "Oh, Sarah, would you like to go and blow the whistle and get Grandad up for dinner?" And but I loved this guy. I really respected him, and I held him in very high esteem. I'm sure some of you feel the same about your grandparents. Now, who knows what's going on here? Now, kids, do you have any idea what's going on here?
No.
Do you want to have a little guess?
It's in London.
Yeah. No. Pardon?
Where the palace is.
Okay, do you know what's happening here? Do you want to take a guess?
Is it where someone's being knighted?
Yeah, so this is basically where people go and they are honoured. Have you heard of the Queen's Honours List now, the King's Honours List? And this is where people will be honoured for doing something amazing. So it might be a celebrity, a famous personality, or somebody that's done something amazing in their community, and they get to come and meet the king, and obviously it used to be the queen, and they are recognised for the things that they've done. They're placed in very high order. Now, in Romans, it talks about this verse here. Can anyone read that out? Go on then. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Now, we spend a lot of time thinking about ourselves, don't we? It's all about ourselves. However, do we give people more value than we give ourselves? Because we spend a lot of time thinking about ourselves. Well, what does this word honour mean? It says, I recognise who you are. I'll give you the value you deserve, and I hold you in high respect. Now, guess what? Good news, we are all made in the image of
God.
Fantastic. See, they're on it this morning. We're all made in the image of God, which is good news. So we need to honour who first?
God.
Thank you. We honour God first. And when we do that, we start to see things from a slightly different perspective. We perhaps start to see things how God wants us to see it. Now, I'm going to be honest, sometimes it's quite hard to see the value in people. I can see the value in Andy because I love him, been married to him for a long time. I can see the value in Ian and Rachel because they're my friends and others in here. It's quite easy, but some of you I don't know so well. So it can be hard to see the value in other people. But we are all made in the image of God. And guess what? That means we're all part of the same body. Now, I need some volunteers here. So I'm just going to, we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll need some more, but you can come first. So let's see how well this goes. Right, you need to take this sheet of paper, hold it that way, hold it out so everybody can see, and you are going to join together to make a picture. Now, that way, they should all be up. You hold it that way. Now, I don't know if anybody can see what this picture might be.
I know what it is.
Well, you tell your team then what it is if you know. Okay. Oh, I need two more volunteers. Come on then. Yep, one, two, and the pink. This, yep. Right. There we go. Right. Can you join together to make parents? Perhaps you could just come and lend a little hand, or we might be here a while.
Got a thumbs down over there.
Yeah. Good bit of teamwork going on here. Yeah, well done, well done. So what's this at the bottom? We've got a foot, yeah.
It's Jonah.
She thinks it's Jonah. Maybe.
Jesus
or Jonah, who knows who it could be? Yeah, that one there, right. Who's got the missing piece? Excellent.
I don't think it's anyone.
That's it. Right. Okay. Now, I was hoping that they would be standing up to do this so that you could see there's a body lying flat on the floor here.
It's
So, but we have a body here. Oh, okay, we're going for it. Okay. Excellent. Can you see? The body's in front, the body's everywhere. Okay, so here we have the body, but as we know, the body is made up of many parts. Thank you. Right, so any other volunteers to come and hold some things? Come on then. Hold it up so that people can see. So we hold that up nice and high. So we have some eyes. Oh, one for you, Flo. What do you know what this is? What's that?
A nose.
A nose. Great. Right. You turn round, face everybody. Clem, do you know what this is? Let's see if you know what this is. What's that? What is it? Do you know what it is? It's an ear. Great. Right, turn around. One of my granddads says, yeah, these are not to scale. I probably should have said that at the start, shouldn't I? And those for you. So a body of many parts, right? I've got something else for someone to hold. So here's some of the things that we can see. Excellent. And then we have some vital organs. So wait, do you want to come? Yep. Fancy. And these pretty important. Would you like to come and hold this? Right, excellent. Can everybody see this? And then we have quite a few of these. How many of you have broken one of these? Anyone broken a bone before? Sarah's broken. Would you like to come and hold this? Lovely. So we've got some of the body parts here. We've got some of the vital organs. We've got some bones, and then we've got some muscle. When I Googled muscle, this is what it came up with. Oh, Ian, hold that. That'd be great. I see he saw the muscle. I was like, that's me. This is my moment. Thank you, Ian. Okay, so as you can see, all part of one body here. You fit in very well. Excellent. So there's many parts here, some that we see and some that we don't see. However, they are all as important. And when we come together in church, here we are, such a diverse group of people, aren't we? I often think on paper, church shouldn't really work because we're all from so many different backgrounds, do so many different jobs, so diverse, different cultures. But the body of Christ coming together, we all make up this one body. Now, hopefully you've all got a little something in your hand. Yeah. So these are to represent some of the things we don't see. So maybe a tiny bone, maybe a vein or a blood vessel, something like that. Ligaments, something like that. The things you don't see. But yes, all the children are out here and Ian holding the sheets. But actually, you are all as important as part of the body of Christ. You all play your part. And therefore, let's go back to being devoted to one another in love and honour one another above yourselves. That doesn't just mean me honouring Andy or Terry and Sarah or Tarina or Sarah Leary over there. That's actually honour everybody. Show value to everybody, because here we are as part of the body of Christ, all playing our part. I found this really challenging to look at, I'm going to be honest and say. It's a verse I know really well, and I know we're all part of the body of Christ, but do I honour you on a Sunday? Do I honour you? Do I value you? Do I hold you in high esteem? We should come in here, and this is the place where we should feel, actually, we have a place here. That person listens, they care. We honour one another. And I found that really challenging, so I'm going to be working on that. But something for you to take away, and your little bit of string or wool or whatever is just an illustration of the part you play in being in the body of Christ. So hopefully that's all made sense. And I'm just going to hand over to Terry.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, kids. So this is what we're talking about this morning. As Sarah's really illustrated well, honouring one another. And the other thing that we've got to remember is we are talking about our hearts. and what's going on the inside. So I want to remind everybody that that is where the transformation is going to happen, if we allow it to happen at all. That's where it's going to happen in me, it's going to be in my heart, it's going to be in the center of my being. So, honor one another. There's a problem with honoring one another. And this is the problem. Familiarity. Familiarity breeds contempt. And just like we were saying about how challenging some of these passages are, where we're being called to honor one another, familiarity trips us up, because we start to get to know one another, and then I start to understand how you don't think the way I do. And you're wrong, you know. And, you know, the things that you like that I don't like. You know, we start to see the flaws in each other, and we know the weaknesses about each other, because we're a community. So this could be a problem. So that's the world, that's the church. How about Hope Church? Is there too much familiarity that breeds contempt here? Now, this is what we've got to wrestle with. This is what we've got to look at. Is that going on in me towards some of you? So, this is a really simple definition of contempt. It can be a strong feeling of disliking and having no respect for someone or something. Now, hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully that's not the case here. But that is the other side of honour. So, the problem we have is this. Jesus calls people. And he calls people that are men or women, young or old, rich, poor. He calls people that are well. He calls people that are sick. He calls people with disabilities and those that are able. He calls tax collectors and all kinds of outcasts, Samaritans, Pharisees, teachers of the law, people with strong right-wing opinions, and people with strong left-wing opinions. He calls all sorts of people. He calls people that are religious. He calls people that have no belief in God at all. And that's why it becomes so difficult in a community, because we come in with some of those things in our lives. Now, Sarah shared a brief scripture about how we should honor one another. There are other passages. This is from Philippians. I'm not going to read it because it's saying the same thing. But coming to a close, I know I'm skipping through this really quickly because of time. But this is what honoring could look like. It's compassion, kindness, respecting, and valuing others. But this is from a book. This is a really good quote from a book where a guy is looking at honoring. And he says, honor has to resist contempt. And he's talking about the church. He's talking about us. So this is what he says. I can't help but imagine the power and the beauty of community that saw everyone through an honor filter. What would happen if every person's story, their calling, their sacrifice, gifts, and future were held in view? If people were seen as crowned with glory and co-heirs with Christ, I believe conflict would be transformed, young people would be filled with vision, and the elderly would be respected. I think I've lost a little bit of the thing on the screen. So anyway, disagreements would be handled with respect, enemies humanized, and civility restored. This community would be unlike any other. This community would be like the kingdom of heaven on earth. Honor makes this possible in our culture of contempt. Now, that's by a guy, a church pastor in the States. He's from Australia originally. His name's John Tyson. And the book it's from is Beautiful Resistance. And he's talking about things like honor, resisting contempt. Worship has to resist ideology. And it goes on and on. He talks about a lot of things. But it's a real clear view of what a community of believers in Christ could be if we put our differences to one side, if we saw each other as co-heirs and heirs with Christ. And the fact, like Sarah has said, you know, we are all made in the image of God. So if we had a different filter in the way we saw one another, how much more value, how much more would God be able to do in us and through us? So he says, honor must resist contempt. So, honor one another. Lord, we thank you that you are no way finished with us. We thank you, Lord, that when we look at ourselves, we still see flaws and shortcomings in each one of us. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to see beyond the issues that you're dealing with in me and in everyone else here. Father, we pray that we would have a filter by which we could see one another differently in the way that you see us and the potential that you put in each one of us. Lord, we pray that our hearts would be challenged. We pray that our very beings would be woken up to the fact that we're on a journey with you, we're being transformed by you. And Lord, it starts in amongst us all here as a body. So Lord, we lift your name. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for the way that you have spoken to us through what's been demonstrated. And we pray, Lord, that you will change us from within by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.